It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's get it. It is podcast time, the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, bringing it to you.
It's the podcast time.
It's us. It's the podcast.
Oh, that was dumb. Stupid. Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road. That's right. We'll hear a word from Gilson here at the end of this. But let's get right to it. It's time for facts and opinions.
Dude, I swear to God, there's one fucking presidential fact in this. I'm already up to here with the presidents.
I don't think there is. Of course, I'm looking at the wrong sheet, so there might be. Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
Let's wait and see. I don't think there is.
Good.
Fact number one, opinion number one. There are currently 35 active national emergencies in the U.S., with one going on all the way back to 1979.
Which is what?
I don't know.
National emergencies? Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Since 1979. Tell us what it was, at least.
List of national emergencies. Let's see. That was 1917. Current, right now, blocking Iranian government property. That was done by President Jimmy Carter, and it's still going on. Blocking Iranian government property. Ordered the freezing of Iranian assets as part of the U.S. response during the Iran hostage crisis. What? Let's see another one. Let's see. Clinton's got one that was from 1994. Proliferation of weapons of mass destruction provides for control over the export of weapons, combined two previous national emergencies regarding WMDs. Dude, first of all, and again, dude, Wikipedia is the shit, man. Look at this. Dude, this is, I just looked up, I just selected and right-clicked and said search Google, and now I have a Wikipedia list of national emergencies in the United States. God, I love the internet, man. It's just great.
Just makes you think there's a lot of issues out there, huh, that we don't even really know about.
No, dude, there's a ton of stuff. A lot of these have ended, but anyway. All right, there you go. Who knew? Well, now you know. Fact number two, opinion number two. Only one, you'll love this, only one NFL player weighed over 300 pounds in 1970. By 2010, there were over 500 players at training camps who weighed over 300 pounds.
Damn.
Only one player in 1970 weighed over 300 pounds.
Wow. See, dude, the game has changed, hasn't it? People just get bigger, faster, stronger,
and
fatter.
You got quarterbacks now that weigh what? Cam Newton, isn't he like 250?
Dude, he's big.
Dude.
He's big. He's like 250, 260 probably. Yeah.
And big fast. Dude. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Those guys that were over 300 pounds probably weren't the fastest, like you said, probably weren't the fastest either.
No, back then,
now,
probably.
Now they're running like 4.3s, dude.
Yeah, you got linemen that are lightning fast and agile and everything. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But people still bring up the 86 Bears like they were the greatest thing ever.
Well, the fridge was big.
Oh, Christ. The 86 Bears would get demolished in today's football. Demolished.
I don't know. I really don't know much about the 86 Bears, to be honest.
Yeah, they didn't have shit. They were garbage.
You know, you weren't even born in 86.
It doesn't matter. I just know. I know. I see. No, like, if you had the 86...
Just say shit.
You had the 86 Bears take on the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, today?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
I mean, let's be honest. It'd it'd be a tough one for the Bears, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Bears suck. Fact number three, opinion number three. The technical term for the rumbling in your stomach is called borborygmus. Borborygmus. So when you get that.
I don't get it too much. It's when I haven't eaten all day, I guess.
Yeah.
Or I'm about to toot.
Working on that fart. Yeah, dude, there's nothing worse than like you're out in public and you're hungry and just.
Yeah, you know, it's
like,
loud.
Jesus,
too.
It's so loud.
Say your stomach. Then you always get that cold. Say your stomach.
Yeah, I'm hungry. Sorry. Or I have to fart. I'm not sure. It's one of the two.
Just watch out, regardless.
Let's see. Fact number four, opinion number four. Bob Marley gave a songwriting credit on No Woman, No Cry to a man named Vincent Ford, who ran a soup kitchen in Jamaica. It was his way of making sure it would be funded forever. Huh. Well, that's pretty cool. Bob Marley seemed like a pretty good guy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen like a documentary or anything though on him.
There's a lot of stuff. Oh, there's a lot of stuff on him. It's crazy, man. You know, because he died of cancer. His last show was in like Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even like he was in Jamaica or anything. But yeah, he died of cancer. But I mean, he had a pretty prolific career.
Okay, spreading the love, man. Yeah, man. When I was a cabana boy in Florida, I had to bring that up.
Christ.
That's all I would listen to, man, on the beach. Just Bob Marley, man. Whatever Bob Marley was on.
You and that boom. Stupid sun hat that you were wearing down there in Florida.
You know what? You're jealous. I know you're jealous. It was a great job.
Yeah,
just
putting
just
lotion.
Flexing on the beach for 6 months, dude. Just
putting lotion on all these old wrinkly bags. Mizonic, or I'll rub your lotion
so
on
tan,
you.
Bro.
So tan. So tan. Yeah. Anyway. Fact number five, opinion number five. By age 70, your body has shed 105 pounds of skin.
I keep all mine in a box.
Ooh, that's a keeper. You're not gonna eat that. That's gross.
So does that include getting burnt like at the beach, and then you peel like a lizard?
Yeah, I'm sure it's just, you know, just any kind of skin shedding. Yeah, that's what, when you realize that dust is like, you know, little bacteria and skin cells.
Dude, you know what really really fucking makes me cringe, dude, and the thought of it just, oh god, is the cheese grater for your foot, and it's just that foot powder.
Oh, God, gross.
Dude, that is nasty. Some people, dude, have a fucking full ped egg full of skin.
Yep.
Just like, God, that comes off your foot?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever used something like that on your foot?
No.
Like, I don't think I need it.
No. Because
do you ever get corns or whatever?
No. It here's the thing. It's not to the point where I need to shave my foot off. You know what I mean? Like, it's not at that level. Like,
dude,
better get the belt sander out and fucking grind this son of a bitch down.
There's a video online of a guy. And he's literally like has a knife and he's like cutting it off. Like it's like a half an inch thick, dude, off the peel of his foot.
Oh God.
And he's sitting there like with his foot up on his knee, you know, and he's just cutting it like bread.
Dude.
But it's these songs. Dude, it is. I watched like 4 seconds of it. I'm like,
yeah, dude.
Oh.
That's the thing. Is that's why I get mad that I can't wear flip-flops. I have nice feet, okay? And I take care of my feet, all right? But, yeah, there's some people out there with gnarly-ass feet. And it's like, man, just put them in a salt bath every once in a while, for God's sakes.
Dude, some people have some gnarly-ass feet, dude.
Look, and I don't want to make fun of anybody, but it's just, it's like, you know, every once in a while, just soak your foot. All right, soak your feet. Get some Epsom salts. Put them in some nice warm water. It ain't going to kill you. I got a foot brush in my, because I can't go to bed with dirty feet. So I got a foot brush in my shower. And whenever I shower,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, or if my feet get dirty, but I'm not showering. Like, I don't know. I have to walk around in flip-flops. I'll still just go in there, scrub them off, man.
There you go. Keep them nice and clean. They're important. Especially for me, I'm diabetic, so when I go to the diabetic doctor, that's one thing they check all the time is your feet, because that's one of the things, you know, being a diabetic. First time I took my shoes off, she goes, "Oh, you got really nice feet." I was like, "Really? What does that mean?" And this is a lady who sees a lot of feet, I guess. You know, so it made me feel good. I have no idea what entails nice feet, but
you had them.
I got them.
You had them. There you go. Your feet are
I just
fucked.
Need to keep them. That's the key.
Your feet are like the 86 Bears. They suck.
Ah, shut up. This guy's feet suck.
Ah. They suck. Anyway. All right. Well, that's going to do it. Facts and opinions. We're all done. I'm just going to wrap up the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll see you next time for more facts and more opinions and God knows what else. And, of course, as always, it's brought to you by Gilson Cycle. And here's a word from our sponsor.
Gilson.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.